Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Guess it's, what?
We're podcasting.
We are podcasting.
We've done one. This is our 100th episode with an asterisk, which means we did this once before, but didn't hit record.
We forgot. Because you know why?
We were having a really good time. Yeah. We were drinking champagne.
But also, we didn't have Casey. We got a shout out to Casey, who's been producing our podcast
and
like
editing
a superstar for such a long time now. We couldn't do it without Casey. We also can't do it without our husbands. Well,
we can't. I mean, we can't.
A lot of what we've done, we could. Well, I, you know, technically probably could have been impregnated by somebody.
I know. I just literally walked that journey in my head. I was like, couldn't I have?
Yeah.
Like, well, listen, we're lucky to have them. We're excited that they are our guests for our 100th episode. Funny enough, like, when we're, you know, you and I were talking about, like, who do we want? We, like, have the best time, like, dream situation. Like, who would we have? And I think it would have been easier to get just about anybody else than it was to get our husband.
Yeah, it was so hard to coordinate.
Because when your husband and you both are watching kids and there's no camp, you forget that you're like tag teaming all the time. So to have us both in the same room, this counts as date night.
Yeah, this was it. This was my anniversary and
right,
birthday
this
present.
This is it.
We hope you enjoy the interview.
Yay! Guys, we're recording in a house with four kids, one babysitter, one 21-year-old nephew. We think four dogs, probably a possum.
I hope somebody starts mowing the lawn.
There's definitely a
gardener.
Kitten here.
There's a kitten. And that is how we podcast. So if you hear noise in the background, we're doing the best we can. To schedule this to all of us get together has been like putting together... I've never.
It's like a 1,500
like
piece
cool.
puzzle.
Yeah, it seems like we're cooler
blue.
Than we are because it's been so hard.
And also, I don't know if anybody else's husband is like this, but mine will automate everything and put a camera or device on everything, so every door chimes when it's opened, every window.
Well, I did do that in our house with ADT things, and then Kristen made me go around and take them all off.
Well,
she
Kristen also hit
ugly.
It with a hammer.
Well, one time
I
was like, I'm not taking this off. And then she took a hammer and just knocked it off.
Well, wow, because what I'll say to you, ADT, is don't keep alarming for no reason. And so then I just took a hammer to it.
ADT, you don't want to surprise somebody with the ADD because they react immediately. We've got the husbands here, so we might as well get down to some nitty gritty.
Right. We posted, first of all, we should actually tell the truth. We recorded this podcast.
Casey,
and it was
are we
delightful.
Recording it right now? Just because
it was delightful. We had done a podcast. We drank a lot of champagne. We had a great time, and then we realized we did not press record.
That's right.
So that was this is Britt, Jen's husband, and that was my fault.
It was not. It was all.
It was my fault.
You have not been asked to speak yet, so
told.
So told to speak.
We are now demanded. Back together. And we are going to take two on this bad boy. But we do have some really fun questions that you guys asked us on the
you
podcast.
You asked so many
Instagram,
great questions, yeah.
And just in general. And we're gonna fire some of these questions at the gentleman.
Well, you guys say hi. Introduce yourselves because they don't know your voices.
That hi, I'm Colin Sweeney. I'm Kristen Hensley's husband.
I'm Britt. I'm Jen's everything.
Good to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you guys.
We've been asking so often for so many months. We're like, we, first of all, love your podcast.
It's so great.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode?
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, yeah, we were talking. So we were like, it's episode, I mean, episode 80.
80 is one of my favorites.
What's the title of that one?
Episode 80 is episode 80. I'm on so hard. Right. And so for me, like for me.
Episode 80 so hard, I think. Yeah.
Let's give them a moment of credit where credit's due. When we started doing the podcast in quarantine, these guys went through a lot of trouble to help us do it. So here you go.
Hi, you're thanks.
But there's your pat on the back. People really appreciate it. No, it was a lot of work. It was like,
it was so hard.
It was really hard to do it separately, and they recorded it, and it was a lot of like moving parts, and they did that. So that's it. That's all you get. The first person who responded with a question first out of the
Jen
gate
was like, posted the question, and then this came up, and she was like, Colin, what is the best thing about your mother-in-law, Terry? Asked by
Terry. Yeah.
So my mother has had a strong affection
she's
for
a,
Colin. If you ask her, she says dumb stuff like this. She always goes, I think Colin saved her life. And I'm like, God, wasn't that bad, was it?
I know, Colin, you've always mentioned that your mother-in-law is physically attractive. I know that's, that's where you always start.
They look like
scepters.
It's crazy.
She does steps with Leslie. I don't like to stand around. When I'm bored, I do steps with Leslie. You can do steps with Leslie, Kristen, if you just try.
She's got a great body for a 70-something.
Okay, there it is. That's what
Terry
wanted, and you just gave her, you served it up.
That's going to be all that Terry needs.
Here was my nice question I was going to start with, because these came from the moms. So, you know what? I know you're going to do bits. You can't help it, but try and answer honestly a little bit. What is... What did you have? What is your favorite thing about, or what is it?
Yeah, I guess my question, and I'll start with you, Britt, if I might, is we talked about this in the first one, and I thought it was really awesome, because I think the way I worded the question is, like, when did you know that I mom so hard was a thing, or what was that moment? Was the body hair video, or... And then it ended up a tour, and then all of a sudden we're families in a tour bus. Like, what was that like in your head?
I would say, there's such an evolution there. Like, I think the first video was a mess.
Yes.
You're
going to have to talk
about that. The very one?
It was, yeah.
The very first one. Well, it was interesting because you guys really had no idea. It was like you guys had a plan, and then it was just off the rails, and... Like but
we
not the one that you posted.
Jen. Yeah, no, I don't
know.
No,
we kept 1 minute. It was Jen forgetting Delilah's name.
I don't. Yeah. I think that may have been. Wasn't that the second actually? I think that was the second.
I
think
can't remember.
I think there was a first where you guys were sort of saying like, oh we mom so hard, like we mom we mom really hard.
Hey,
it was sort of like
we were trying to be petty.
No. But also positive. I was like, okay, yeah, good. Like I thought
I'm
that
walk
was
this back. Do bits, Britt.
Do
tell
bits.
Us.
No. But it was an interesting thing because it's like you guys walked away from that and you were like, no, like absolutely.
I think
not.
We figured out what we were by trying out what we weren't.
Yeah.
Like we very quickly, once we made each other laugh, we were like, that feels good. And Jen forgetting Delilah's name felt like, oh, that, well, I enjoyed that.
I just want to say that I am wearing
the shirt. I knew it.
In our 100th podcast episode.
But this looked so different.
It was out here
because
I had
I just
2 gallons
of
milk.
Like, these buttons were like, please.
They were like,
I
really
think you had like one of them unbuttoned because you were just like.
I can't
like,
believe there's not enormous pit stains in it.
It looks really pretty, but it goes to show like how different like our bodies were just because we were like post baby.
Yeah, it was. And when people comment and they're like, oh, you guys are so made up now. It's really, we don't have toddlers anymore. So we have time to like
it changes
do stuff.
When they can carry their own crap.
Yeah. Well, okay. So
well,
what do you?
But wait. So the answer on that, going back to me, right?
Please.
And Colin.
Sorry, Britt.
And
we
Colin.
Back.
Was
I really
felt like by the second episode, it was weird. You guys went away and you guys were kind of mad. Like you guys watched that first one. You guys looked at it and you're like,
we're
no, you.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was.
So, but then you guys like talked and sort of got back to what you guys had talked about doing, which was like sort of. I mean, it was just the second one was just honest, and it was an interesting switch because I saw the first one and I was sort of like. Oh, well, you know, this will be a, you know, who knows, a couple hundred people watching this or whatever, or you know, that kind of thing,
great
which is,
at the time.
Yeah, which
I
is
didn't
great.
Have anybody that
and
was
then this, and then you guys did the second one, and I was like, oh, that's it. Like, it was interesting to see, Like there was just, there were elements of what it would become in the second, and it was so different than the first. It was interesting.
And then I was driving to Britt and Jen's house, and I wore a dumb shirt that was a Rams shirt, and I got a speeding ticket and a cell phone ticket, and I was super pissed. And then I walked in, and I was like, I cannot record because I am upset. So they said, why don't you Uber home and have some wine? And I said, that sounds like a really good idea. And then a couple of 14 glasses in, I think Britt had set up everything, and I felt very confident we could record at that moment. And that's when we recorded Body Hair.
Body Hair.
And yeah. I had spilled on my shirt. It was the only shirt I had. And we had Sharpie lips because we drank so much
wine. My brother had sent us a fancy expensive $17 bottle of wine.
Chateau St. Michelle, if my memory serves.
Yeah, which brings me to, I'm going to ask one more question.
Yeah, please.
That's for Colin.
Finally.
Yeah. This Itach? I don't know. Itach is who posted it. Colin, does Kristen really have that much body hair? Everybody wants to know.
I think
there's a thoughtful pause happening. Please
for a Czechoslovakian, I think she is very minimal.
I remember when we were first dating, I said, and this isn't our first show, I did say to you, I said, this is my first time dating someone with facial hair. And you said, me too.
Wow.
Thank you. I think I got pregnant.
And then we started tongue kissing.
You guys. Gross. Don't be disgusting right now.
That's what love is.
It's just gross.
It's acceptance is what that is.
Okay. I have a good question. Okay. Now, listen. You guys have to answer this because inquiring minds want to know. This was the number one most asked question.
Yeah.
And we went down this road on the first take.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No. Okay. Rit. This was, in one way or another, this was the question that most women asked. Is what is your favorite thing about your wife, and what is the thing that drives you most crazy?
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be idiots right now, guys.
Let's
have Britt take the lead.
Actually, I feel like Colin looks ready to answer.
In my husband's defense, he's never said a serious thing ever. So
I know they don't have to be serious. I just be better.
My favorite thing about Kristen is that she gave me two beautiful kids. I mean, it kind of really is.
Yeah. Oh, let me sidebar. Let me ask question.
Kristen's not happy with
that. Kristen's taking that as an insult.
Well, I thought thinking about me.
I thought you were going in a different direction because Kat Brown did ask, Colin ever gotten a birthday BJ from Kristen? I thought
last decade.
You better watch it.
Decade.
Don't go.
Decades.
Yeah.
You know what?
I have a yeah, we've
just
heard that rhyme.
Small mouth, you guys.
I have a small mouth.
Two beautiful kids. That's a good
answer. Two beautiful kids. Let's get off the BJ train.
I didn't get on the BJ train. I got off that BJ train decades ago.
My children are going to be like, what's a BJ?
I was in shock when I heard, when he said, she's given me two BJs.
I was like, that's one more than I thought.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I was actually impressed with my numbers.
On a street.
Okay, so those answers are fine.
Okay, what favorite thing about me?
Yep, go, Britt.
Answer smartly.
Oh, boy, here we go. Here we go.
Pass.
Call the audience.
Fair enough.
You look
so much
like Dexter right now.
All right,
incredible.
So here, one of my answer.
Yeah.
I like that Smedley is nice to people who need to be treated well.
That's very. That's
so she takes so care of. She nicer. Takes care of people who are having a hard time.
But if I think they're fun, I'm like, fuck them.
You just
no. You're a monster. You're a monster to pretty much everyone else.
I'm going to take that clip and I'm going to replay it. Here you go, Colin.
What?
There's Britt's answer.
But you're not nice to people. Need to be nice to.
And Colin's defense.
Why would I give you that answer?
You want Colin?
She means say a nice a thoughtful thing like that.
We all have our journey. Well, it's not my journey.
Okay, then this will be good. Watch this. This will come like very easy to
okay.
Him. What's the most annoying thing about me?
Wait, what was it?
Lack of organization.
That's mine.
Mm.
That's his for mine. Real fast. I got a few of my own.
So we're doing this honestly?
Yes.
Whoa.
Go.
What is Colin's shirt?
Striped.
Oh! Shots fired.
Yeah, that reminds me, the most annoying thing my husband does is correct the way I speak.
Because
no,
what's
I
the
do,
one
no
that we both agree
I
with?
I just
like
asked a
something
question.
Else
I asked
or
a question.
Anymore. Anymore. Yeah. That you are wrong about that.
What you guys are crazy.
We say
I use the stove anymore.
Anymore, I use the stove.
Cook it in the pot.
See, that's how these people speak.
Oh, you're from Texas.
Use anymore in a sentence.
Okay, this is how you would say it.
Yeah.
Like, anymore, I just send the dry cleaning out.
Yeah,
I don't try to press anything.
Yeah, I don't want to press it.
You get what that means, Colin? Oh,
no, because it's improper English.
No, it's not. We looked it up because we had a big argument about it. It is a Midwestern way of using the word. It is.
Like, instead of. Yeah. You say, anymore, I'm just going to go to the park myself. And
these dopes from the coastal regions would use it like this. I don't like that anymore. And you would never use it like in the affirmative.
It's also such a boring way of using the word anymore.
And it's also upsetting.
I don't like this conversation anymore.
I have a question, and I'm gonna do two questions because if you need a second to think about this.
Okay.
What is the most embarrassing thing? Oh, I forgot to say the person. What is the most embarrassing thing your wife has ever done? And it's from Dream Reacher 2.
Whoa. Dream Reacher 2.
I know. She's my friend from Nebraska.
Because I know you talked about Dream Reacher 1 quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think the question is, what's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done? Tread lightly, sir.
The most embarrassing thing?
Like, now, I don't care that I embarrass you. Know that I embarrass myself. I think.
Oh, when you were on a commercial shoot, in a callback, it was a very small room, and you bent over with your butt towards all the directors and producers, and you split your pants.
It's a theme.
Like 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
And you popped up and turned around.
You were in there, weren't you?
I was in there with you.
But I feel like you can blame that on shoddy craftsmanship. I thought you were going to say tooted, because I would do that. I would totally do that.
I have this thing about ripping my pants. I think it's because I don't have a waist and my pants ride low. So I've blown them out in San Diego. I blew them out then. But
you also don't bend your knees when you lean over.
Kristen, you're going to hurt your knees.
A couple of missing joints.
Anyway, what is the most embarrassing thing Jen has ever done?
That's easy. We were riding bikes in Venice.
God damn it, that's my story. This is what...
Kristen was on the sidewalk, and I was telling her not to do a lot of things that night, and she was riding on the sidewalk, and that front wheel just hit this big old bump and just stopped it.
That's not what happened.
Well, it's sort of. I rode between a pole and a fence,
that
and I thought I could
make
it.
That were 10 inches apart in a big old beach cruiser, and she hit the handlebars on it, and she flew over the handlebars.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was
into
the big
middle,
bump.
Into the middle of the concrete. And,
yeah.
And all I saw was the concrete hit my... Why is this about me?
I know.
This
answer
is
the question. What do you
about
think?
Well,
her?
I thought it was super embarrassing that Jen wasn't more supportive of Kristen.
She is. She listened to me. She listened to me at the time.
Will I'll always have that moment where I laughed, and then Kristen will have the moment where the pigeon shat in my face and she laughed.
Right, the
so
pigeon.
We're even Stevens.
Oh, that pigeon shitting in your face in
went up
Pittsburgh.
My nose.
That's
went
good luck,
eyes.
By the way.
Everybody says that to her. She doesn't care. It's so funny.
If it goes in your mouth.
Do you remember?
As soon as you can taste another being shit.
7 years
it's
good shit.
Do you remember, Britt, when that happened and Jen was screaming? And you and I were both trying to get our phones.
Look at everybody fishing for a napkin or something. Nope.
That's a fun thing to think about is, like, after all of this happened, we ended up going on a tour with our families in a tour bus. And I have so many memories from there, but our kids have, like, a whole different, like, Delilah doesn't even remember it because she was two.
She did her
like
the
greatest experience of my kids' lives.
That's all they think about is going on another tour. Meanwhile, the whole thing smelled so bad. And there were pool noodles put on everything because it was all like eyebrow height to every kid. We had to do our laundry in every venue we went to because we all the kids were burping and but it was so magical at the same time. On the outside was this beautifully polished picture of Jen and me, and on the inside was pink eye.
Our pants pulled up to our armpits, stinking. And also I remember when we got the tour bus, I was like, gosh, my kids are in car seats. They're going to be in those for a long time. I didn't even know how a tour bus
worked. And then we had Roy. our bus driver.
Yeah.
You know, the tour was all brand new for us, and we, it was like our brains were exploding. We were going city to city. We had the kids with us. We were tired. There was so much going on. And I remember one night we were doing a show somewhere, and it got rowdy. And this is always what happened to us. We would tell the venues, hey, up your number, like get more booths,
yeah,
and get more security, because it was, they were, because these shows were so fun. It was like such a joy, but they were so insane. And women would go out and get just hammered. And we said, like, you're going to be surprised. And they would always go, well, it's just a couple of moms coming in. How bad can it be? And they were like, we're out of booze. We had to go to the grocery store and get it at this giant venue. And so one night there was, we had this code word, which was peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps.
Because we did have a woman rush the stage and she had a broken wrist already. So we were like, we can't have that happen. So one night these women were getting really rowdy. We thought a fight was going to break out. And we have this word, peach schnapps, and there was no security to help us except Roy was there. And all of a sudden he was backstage. And then like the little ninja he is, he popped out in the middle of that crowd and handled those
like
women.
I saw her coming.
I was like, I don't know.
Kevin Costner from The Bodyguard.
Totally.
Yeah.
I will actually say something because
she's a shapeshifter.
At the end of the tour, Roy said to me, he said, thank you for entrusting your children and your family with me.
Oh, I know, he's lovely.
Like he was like, and I was like, I didn't really think of it that way, but he was driving for, 10 hours a day with everyone walking around in the back and stuff.
He was a lovely person.
Why didn't we have Roy on this episode instead of these guys?
That would be a good question. I have a question from Wit and JJ, 2002. Her question is, what is the best memory of the four of you together?
Oh, that's a fun
one. Which I think is a fun one. Ooh. Do you have one?
I do, actually.
Okay. Oh, what?
So we went to Hawaii.
Oh,
that's
what I was going to say. Yeah.
And so now Hawaii was after, it was after you guys had
three
worked
years.
A lot.
Yeah.
And so we,
four
we
years.
Went to the same hotel and the hotel.
Because they had a show the night before.
Yeah. And so, Honolulu. And then we would have, we couldn't afford the drinks. So we went to Costco and we bought
a
lot
too
of booze.
Smart for the drinks.
And then we all had these like pineapple
glasses.
So we were just
which you would find on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
They were literally like beacons of light of that we did not buy the booze that we were consuming.
We looked like we were supposed to get on an airplane to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it accidentally landed in Hawaii instead.
Yeah, Colin was like throwing everyone in the air, like in the pool. Like,
I thought he was. Anyway, can you talk about the romper that you got? Here's the thing about Brett. Everybody asks us if our husbands get along, and they get along so well. But the thing about Britt is Britt can talk Colin into doing just about anything.
Here's the best thing about me. I am not a idea guy, but I am an action guy.
That ain't the truth. I don't know.
That's like, so true.
You can count on it.
I say that about Finn, too. Like, he's never going to have the naughty idea, but he's like,
okay.
Yeah, it sounds good.
He's the number two guy. He's not the fall guy. He's not the guy that comes up with the idea. He's the fall guy. He's like, somebody will be like, it would be really fun if you did
Colin
this. And he'll go, yeah.
Right. Colin looked great in the romper.
So this is why
he did.
It's all talk until a Sweeney does it.
Exactly.
Please talk about what the romper included, because I was not happy.
Where you got it and how much it cost.
We were there in July.
In
which
Hawaii.
Which means it was just 1 month past Pride Month.
Yep.
So in the clearance items.
Things were on sale.
Yeah.
We needed some clothing.
At Costco.
And Colin got, it was a top that connected to the shorts, right?
Right, they call them rompers.
Rompers. Right. And it's sort of if you know the lifesaver, the fruit stripe lifesaver variety.
Rainbow.
It was a rainbow from head to toe. And by the way, it was a tad short for him. So
it was confident.
Things
it was
were
confident.
Packed
and so,
to the sides that...
For me, walking into the hotel, which we were staying in,
we were staying in the nicest hotel we've ever stayed in.
Here's what I'll tell you about the hotel. They gave us a discount if we agreed not to post.
Yeah, just to give you an indication. But I'll tell you, Colin did walk into that lobby very confidently, and I was like, who is this billionaire Italian that just walked in here?
Yeah,
and it was Colin.
The bigger of a dick you look like in a fancy hotel. Well, if you're confident, he was confidently, yeah. confidently strutted
yeah.
in.
Own it. Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot because, and it really is one. It's a head turner. It's like,
yeah.
Wow, that's yeah. bright.
And Jesus, who is that?
Who makes that a double
sort of,
XL?
Is that a? Like, is that a? That's a, obviously
look at
some
that
sort of
very
rapper.
Buzzed yeah. Irish like, man dressed in the.
No, it's like
the,
I should.
Parade.
It's literally like I should know who that is, honey. Who is that?
I know you yeah. really like to sell this. I just wanted us to, for the first time, I was like, wow, this is the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in by like a million. Like, let's pretend we're like
belong
classy.
Here.
Nope. Not even for a day, Britt. Thanks.
Well,
but here's my favorite part. At some point, we were having a cocktail hour at a side bar in the hotel, and I was wearing my pride romper talking to, I believe, the like retired rear admiral of the Pacific Fleet.
Like the number two guy in the military.
So annoying.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
Like that's like.
That's what you
also,
get at fancy hotels.
On a fancy hotel, it's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm the second most important person in the military of the U.S.
I forgot
like, it's
about
like,
that.
Awesome. You want to do shots?
$4 billion
yeah.
budget every yeah. year.
What's your favorite memory on the Hawaii thing? The four of us?
No, that's super fun. I like our first New Year's Eve together when we did running charades on Ritz's
apartment.
That was
really fun. Yeah.
Because we were so entranced in our game night that we were annoyed that it became midnight. Yeah. And we're like, oh, I guess we got to kiss real quick. Okay, back to the game.
But yeah. we pushed it back. Everyone's
we
like,
did.
One more yeah. game and then we'll do New Year's,
then
right?
Then we'll yeah. pretend it's New Year's. It's New Year's somewhere. It was fun. It was really fun. What's yours?
Okay, I have this question. Wait, hold on.
I want to know what your favorite memory is.
My favorite memory of us is, No, I'm sorry. That's a long part. I didn't know that we were gonna ask me, but I think it probably had to be when we did our first live show in Omaha, and yeah. these guys came with us,
oh
and Colin had helped us get the show together. Britt had to. We like did it in their living room and invited our friend Dana over to watch it. And we were like, "Is anybody gonna show?"
Yeah, we wrote it in 3 days. We had 1 day to rehearse, like really 1 day, and we were like, "Do not hold back on notes." For real, like we need help. And the show was pretty solid. And then we were memorizing as fast as we could. And then I remember we walked into in Omaha and I was like, how many people are really going to come see us? And there were so many. I remember like my stomach, I had to keep pooping the whole time.
Yeah.
And I would have to cross a hallway of like 50 feet. And if you just could go on the side of it, it would just me crossing back and forth like 1,000 times.
But it was such a team thing because the guys were just as like nervous and excited and kind of surprised as we were. So
yeah, it was awesome.
Wild
it was awesome.
Experience. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
All right, let's give away a prize. Okay. Do you want to give yours? What's your favorite? Oops, sorry, I just hit the microphone.
I think we've had many, many, many days of shooting together that ended up in like hysterical laughter. And those are some of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
Whether it was Colin making fun of me and then you guys laughed, or Britt was making fun of me and then you guys laughed, or Jen was making fun of me and then you guys laughed.
Yeah.
It just was.
Those are good times.
Those are good times.
So many. So many
fun times
so many,
like
so
that.
Many.
Oh, I changed my answer. My favorite thing about Kristen isn't the two children she bore me. It's the fact that she's okay with us laughing at her.
Yeah, that's fun. That's one of my favorites.
She can take a joke better than anybody in the whole world.
She will laugh harder than anybody else.
Yeah, it's a love language. Yeah. It means you're popular.
Let's give away a couple prizes.
Okay, go.
We're going to give away grand prizes here. Being Lydia, you're going to get something exciting. Maybe a wall lamp. Who knows?
Please don't make me read.
Doreen
Lynn Dix.
Ooh, that was my nickname in high school. You got something
big. Wait, is that a joke? No,
that's
her real name.
Person, yeah. Beffy 45.
She says, I wish I could remember our name for the Christmas sweater thing so I could hashtag it. I don't even know what that means.
All right. They were at the Looped event. Yeah.
Oh,
so you know, there is a pile of these on the center of the table that Casey did it. She's more honest, fair,
yes, she
better
really
looking,
did.
Younger than all of us. So I'm just randomly grabbing. And Sitaro Kathy Sitaro, you're getting something nice too. Don't mix those up, Britt.
Yeah, we're going to send. Here's the thing. If in case you are just listening for the first time, we have a storage unit full of crap, and we want to send you guys stuff. So yeah. That's who that you guys are winning right now. We're going to do this yeah. for several episodes because we've had such fun doing it so far. Yeah.
And we got a lot of crap, too.
Yeah, so. And if you guys get something from us, please post a picture of it so we can see it.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
It's so
stuff.
Fun for us to, like, see the worlds collide. It's yeah. really a neat thing. Which that was what, when we did that show in Omaha, we were like, oh, there are people watch. It's real people. It's not just, like, numbers yes. or clicks or whatever. That's fun. I don't know why you're smiling like that, but I do have another question.
Somebody's Colin making yawning? Fun of
do you,
me right
do
now?
You want to know why I'm smiling?
Why?
Because Colin's going to get in trouble. Do
you why?
Why? Because this is the truth of imomsohard.com is that Colin and I, this is the banter's the same, but we're on camera. So normally what Colin and I do is we're helpers. Mm-hmm. And then as helpers, we don't have to stay totally engaged.
He's going to zone times. Out. So, he just zoned
so,
out to me.
So Colin's in, for those people watching at home, Colin's just sort of locked in on the floor. For a little bit.
Okay.
And,
well,
and he's going to be in big trouble.
This is where
no,
he went.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I was thinking about. When you said you have a storage unit full of crap, I didn't like that word. And I was thinking, what's that word for like stuff that's at the Smithsonian? And I kept thinking, memorabilia. Yeah. I was thinking nostalgia, no paraphernalia. Yeah.
Some
no.
of it is. Some of it is. Some of it is crap. Yeah.
Some of it's also
so
paraphernalia.
So that's what I was zoned
too.
Out thinking. Yeah. I was like, what is that word?
Well, here you go. Here you go. I have a question for you, gentlemen. Okay. You're going to have to discuss this amongst yourselves for an answer. Key Lime Katie would like to know if the husband.
Key Lime Katie.
Yeah, that was.
Dream Reacher.
That was Britt's
Dream
nickname
Reacher
in high school.
Four.
Two.
Okay, if they hosted a podcast together, what would it be about? If you two,
it would be about Kristen and
yeah,
Jim, probably.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, nice. If it yeah. wasn't,
it
about
would be about him. Sports. It'd be about some weird, like mumbly conversation about some
mumbly.
Weird. You guys always do this thing where you guys talk and then you fill in the blanks before the other person is done talking. So you're like, did you watch the?
It's
yeah,
called being
did
in
you
a relationship.
The, yeah. yeah, it was the with the
Jeez
Ron.
Louise. Yeah, we finish each other's sports references.
There's a mom, and she asked this question. I thought it was great. Rachel Williams, Reno, asked the question. So if you could choose any sports date with your wife, what would it be? And I know you're going to say that Rams game.
June 6th, 1994.
I thought you were going to say the Rams game that we all
No, it was missed. The Rockets game against the Knicks that we all missed because O.J. Simpson was fleeing the scene. So they preempted the game, so
geez.
I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah,
wait, that's a weird...
Colin, that doesn't answer any of those questions.
You said wait. Sports date.
You would take me
June 6th, 1994.
Not a date on calendar, a date. Like, date night.
You're just as likely to go to that as you are to any
you
other sports
just
date.
Answered it like... What's the best date ever?
May
22nd, because it's not too hot and it's
not too cold.
It's lit. No, a date with
your wife.
God, now you got to answer it. What's your best sports date on the calendar?
Sports date, not a sports date.
I don't know if you remember O.J. Simpson. How counts?
Up. All right, here's another question.
Okay.
I feel like my husband's going to have an answer out of the chute for this one. Colin, I don't know about you. So Christy Becker wants to know, what is your favorite thing to do or guilty pleasure while mom is on the road?
Yeah, when we're out of town, is there a guilty pleasure?
I would say the honest answer is that the kids sleep in our bed and that's nice and it's also just easy.
I was gonna say you guys go to Black Bear Diner all the time. They'll have pancakes like three meals a day.
There's nothing wrong with Black Bear Diner.
Right?
Been there
nice
before.
Diner.
Well, it's open at 5, and if the kids are up at 5:30,
they get up that early.
They back when you guys when like early on when they were up
little.
So early, and I could just go in there and it was like, you know, it's a table, you're at a booth, they're contained.
Yeah,
like you'd be there for a couple of hours. It was like, just get me to 8 a.m.
God.
Just give me to 8 a.m. Well, you guys, all jokes aside, have been very supportive in what we do, and we couldn't have done it without you, and that's the Thank last time welcome. I say it.
Frockman.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Frookman 90 wants to know, because
hey,
this sounds like
I'm married.
Best or worst moment as a dad?
I've got a couple for Colin.
Okay.
For
sure.
Oh. I've got two for Colin. I've got one for Britt. I think I know this story only because I know this story. If it's what I think you're
okay. So the worst easily for me is when, so Dashiell had the pacifiers. He had these pacifiers, which were these teddy bears and connected to the pacifier. And, you know, lots of kids have them. But so he would have that in his mouth all the time, like nonstop. And so we talked to him. We're like, look, when you turn three,
giving it up.
This end of the passy, okay? Logical. And he was like, yep, okay, agreed. And so I had it in my mind, like, and he was like, okay, it was like the end of like, it was the end of the night, and it was like he had to go to bed. And so he had his passy in his mouth with the, you know, red bear. And so I was like, okay, so we agreed to this. I'm like, you know, you have to stick to your guns as a parent. And, you know, it's like, we agreed to this, so I'm going to go through with this. And so, and then someone had said, well, you know, you can also just let them, you can give them the bear and take away the pacifier. So I'm like, he's like freaking out about losing this. And I'm like, I'm just going through this. And I was like, it was like, you know, just an assassination. It was too late to stop. And so I got these scissors out. Put these scissors out. And so he's like looking at me.
Sweetest 3-year-old.
I mean, he's very nice person. And I pull the bear away from the pacifier, and I just take the scissors and go right and cut between the mouth of the bear and the pacifier and cut that. And just the look, and as the whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why am I committed to this act of parenting? And I cut it, and the scream from him, I just killed the thing he loved more than anything.
In a violent
like in front of him.
Watch me do this.
And then I tried to give him the teddy bear. He didn't want the teddy bear was dead to him.
It was dead to him.
Like it was dead.
The passy was dead to him.
What did I just do? Like
I'm glad he has no memory of it.
But I do know what you did next, and it was you held him for 45 minutes and talked to him while he bawled. And then he went to bed and he was fine. And he
Britt wasn't fine.
No. Yeah, Britt's that one. Okay.
I've got two for Colin. Can I do them?
Sure.
Okay. I've got two big ones. Number one.
I got some for you too, sister. So
that's not what this podcast is about. Do your own podcast. Number one, world's worst haircut for our son in the history of time. Number two, losing Eleanor at the Alani pool when we were not staying at the Alani Hotel. And I told you not to go there.
Florida move.
I told him, don't go there. You're not allowed. We're not staying there. They'll never know. And then we lose our daughter. And they're like, well, okay, what room are you in? Maybe she went back to the room. And he was like, we're not staying here. And then they're like, well, what are you doing here? And then they had the entire staff looking for her. And she was terrified. And he was super upset.
Because they're like, we're Disney. It's still on us.
Yeah.
If we, you know.
But the haircut for Finn was the thing I thought. I was on bed rest with Eleanor, and so Colin had to do so much.
By the way, it was Britt's idea that he take Eleanor to the Alani pool, I'm sure.
Okay, because if that's true, you and I are going to be mad.
By the way, Alani's overrated.
Okay, but don't bury the lead here.
Hey, it's too expensive.
I don't like it.
Rooms.
It's not worth having not paid to be there,
We
paid
hotel.
To go to the luau.
Yeah, well, we went to
the
luau.
The luau was not good.
I know.
And
Colin in his head was like, well, I paid for the luau, so I guess I should be able to use your pool.
No, yeah. I think that's right. I think
just
want to
go down that side a couple times.
Well, he lost our daughter. That didn't go well.
He didn't follow directions.
Then he took our son.
I heard this story.
Beautiful,
Colin's
tenderly
having the time of his life.
Curls.
The slides.
She loved the slides. Finn did not love the slides. There's two slides side by side with long walks. As Disney is, there's long lines. And Finn would only go down the slide if he did the tandem one. Eleanor was like, I don't need you guys. I want to go down the single. And I go, that line's going much faster than this, Eleanor. I go, I will let you go down there if you immediately come find us back in this line. She's like, got it. And she went down.
She was
and
five.
It was she a was really five. Long time. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, man, she should have come back by now. And then finally we gave up and we went looking for her and we could not find her for like
where was she?
7 minutes.
She was in a nice family from Iowa.
Yeah, she was like getting snacks on their tab, going back to their room.
She couldn't figure out how to find where the steps were, so she immediately went and found an employee, like a reasonable person.
Yeah, hi. Can you help me find my dad? Girl. We don't have a room here.
So
we jumped the fence to take a turn on the old pool slide. Is that cool? Okay, great.
We're
just calling Cheap Sweeney.
Yeah. And then you gave that haircut to Finn.
I didn't her a haircut.
Finn.
I went to the place that Kristen told me to go.
I was in the back, on my back, in the back of the car for Finn's basically first haircut. And I said,
so I'm sitting in the chair, Finn's on top of my lap, and I tell the...
That's how she was for the first child.
That was exactly how I was.
And then there's Eleanor.
What's up?
And then we went to a hotel.
And I tell
Britt, is it upsetting I keep high-fiving Colin? Is that...
Go ahead, finish it out.
I tell the barber lady, hey, barely take any off. And she goes, got it. And she goes, zzz, on one side. And I'm trying to make Finn, like, not squirm. And so I'm not paying attention to the hair. And she turns the chair to the mirror so I can see it. And she goes, is that too short? I go, yeah, my wife is going to be so mad. And she goes, what do you want me to do? I go, even it out. Like, we're not going to, this is 2011. Those, like, half-shaved heads aren't cool yet.
Do a tattoo on that side.
He had super tight curly hair, so you could see parts of his scalp. It looked like somebody had, like, shaved him bald and then dipped him in, like, fake hair, just, like, splotches.
So as we're getting in the car, because Kristen wanted to be there but couldn't literally stand up because of bed rest with Eleanor, and before she sees him, I go, I did not ask for this. I told her, and then I showed her. And then she was so mad that she waddled into the yellow balloon and complained.
I was on my back and I called.
Carry me in there, Colin.
Furious. And I was bawling. And I was like, my feet were out of the window wearing Uggs. And I was like laying on my back of our RAV4 because it was so spacious. And I was like, you've ruined my son's hair. I'm on bed rest. I'm very emotional. I was so mad. It took forever for it to grow out.
But
I
didn't
mad.
Do that. That was not my fault. Losing my daughter was my fault.
Here's a question. Last question. Last question. Depends
maybe
on
last
how,
question.
How
I
interesting.
Have, I have one last question for him. Britt, I'll start with you.
Oh, shit.
What? Okay. When we shot the swimsuits video, I remember being terrified that I didn't want to post it. And then Jen, jury's still out, sort of illegally posted it, making me think I said it was okay, but then she was like, I thought you said it was okay.
She's not always
and then
a clear
she posted it.
I can't.
And I was not ready. I was unsure if I wanted to post that video just because I was self-conscious and I was like a little bit shy. What I remember, you had very strong thoughts and feelings about that video in particular. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay.
So Jen has said to me before, you're awesome, but she's also said, me.
Yeah.
So that in the world of acting, that the your biggest strength is what you think is your biggest weakness is actually your biggest strength, is your greatest.
So I should be really proud of my cellulite.
So in terms of like, which is like, you know, people are always afraid of things like, you know, in terms of like and they should just harness that thing. So that's always stuck with me. But for when you guys did that, it's like, there's not a single, I mean, the only people who like swimsuit shopping are the people in the catalogs wearing them. Like,
I love
no
that
one
you said
else.
The catalogs.
The catalogs, right? Yeah. I get them all. I get J. Crew. Yeah.
The back page of the newspaper.
Yeah.
He's got
exactly.
a What's
yeah.
Up Doc tattoo. I don't need to.
When I was in the war, all we had were catalogs and dreams.
I'm sorry. I derailed that as you said catalog.
So you guys did that. And, Kristen was not a fan of it.
I was just self-conscious.
Yeah. But you were like, there's no way. Like, you were terrified.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, this is everything. Like, in terms of, like, for everything of, like, you know, what you guys sort of captured in the world of, like, that moms don't need to have yoga bods and be aspirational all the time and can be honest and are dealing with a lot of things besides sort of looking and acting their best. It's like, you know, there is survival involved, and that counts for a lot.
Right.
So that you guys were doing this and making fun of this horrible process of having to recently giving birth to a number of people and then having that's to walk fair. Around a pool with a swimsuit
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's like a
but my
sick
favorite
joke.
Thing about those swimsuits that they had was they didn't have to like dig deep for those.
No,
they just went to the
that.
Biggest store in the world, not Walmart, which is Target, went
TJ
to the
Maxx.
Section.
Yeah.
And like grabbed a bunch of suits in like 20 minutes, and they are ridiculous suits.
We didn't shop for 15 minutes. No, I remember you were at one rack.
We didn't have time to.
We didn't have time. She was at one rack. I was at another rack. I go, this one's so dumb. And this one is offensive. And this one is super stupid. I think these are mine. And then she found hers. And we were like, this is too easy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how easy it was for you guys.
And
to
there
find
was
those
one that
suits.
I was glad we didn't use. I think Jen was like, no.
I'm
like,
not letting you do that.
That one,
no.
I was like, oh. Because like it's terrifying. It's like coming out naked.
But in my defense, we had edited this video
know,
like six or
me.
Seven times. And I remember you distinctly saying, I think it's close. I think we need one more pass. So you said, I think we need one more pass. So we did one more pass. And when you watched it, you said, I think it's about ready. And I was like, I think that's as yes as she's going to be on this.
That is not a yes.
And post.
And post.
And then, post. Well, and I got to the airport and I go, I think I'm okay with you posting the video. And Jen was like, oh.
I thought you.
I already posted that video. And I was like, what? And then we got on the airplane and we went to Seattle. So it was a 2-hour flight. And I just remember when.
Colin just yawned.
Colin hates Seattle. Colin, sweetie, is now blushing. He's in trouble. Because
it's fucking recorded.
He's in trouble.
He just yawned.
It's so
aggravating. I just took a deep breath.
Sorry. No, you didn't. You try, but when your eyes water and your mouth makes a
you
big
can
circular
tell by, you
shape.
You can tell by the nostrils, too, when they flare like that. You're trying to keep it in, kind of.
And that's what happens when we're recording a video. So if it's not super funny, we have to take it up a notch so Colin Sweeney doesn't yawn. And that becomes a great video because we have this guy like, I'm about to snooze as an audience member. That's it. That's my thought.
Well, I think
our video
just
did well, in case anybody cares, for the swimsuit video. It really
crushed. It did fine. Yeah,
you
have
any
it
thoughts
did
about
great,
that video,
so.
Colin?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be your biggest video, hands down. But you said that you told me that you didn't want to post it because it embarrassed you. And I said, well, that's fair because it's embarrassing. But if you don't want to post it, you don't have to post it because you're the master of your domain. But I'm going to tell you, if you do post it, it's going to get a gajillion hits because it's the greatest, most hilarious video ever.
I appreciate that, but here's what I will say. There are times that I go to Britt about things and not Colin because Britt knows how to say things in a nice way that are kinder, whereas my husband's like, you have every right to be embarrassed.
That's an embarrassing
That's
video.
That's an embarrassing video. Whereas Britt would say, no, it's great. Like, you're doing it.
But you can read through that, like, bullshit devil speak. When someone says, oh, you're so brave, you're like, go fuck yourself. Don't you? I know what you're saying.
Don't see the F word, right? They're all literally outside, Colin.
Well, Britt also does know how to say things in an asshole way if he chooses to.
Britt
so has make sure it's all sugar-coated. But you guys have been really supportive.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Happy 100th episode.
Thank you for having me.
Great job, Colin.
Britt.
Yay! Hey.
We just podcasted.
Episode 80 is no longer my favorite episode.
80.
It's 103.
Yeah. Casey, turn their mics off.
Hey, thanks for having us. This has been great.
Thanks for listening to us. I'm sure this is going to be a huge letdown for everybody. Why did we want to listen to them so bad?
Well, at least we've scratched that itch and we can move on.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Move on.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.